Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verses
28-39.
We'll first read this responsibly, first in English, and then Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose.
For those who He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers.
And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us?
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness,
as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers.
Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
I was sitting next to Paul on a Sunday,
Daniel's fault is not for today. Pray close. But you don't have to shake my hand. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul promises, he promises Christians a better life. Not better life circumstances, a better life. See, that's what we were learning last Sunday, if you were here. He's promising you in this text a life of greatness. He's promising you, Christian, a life of joy. He's promising you, those who are followers of Jesus Christ, a life of humility. It's a life of nobility, a life that will go on forever and ever. Why can't you be happy? Why can't I be happy? Why can you and I be joyful no matter what? Remember the outline from last week versus it's really taken from the text. Romans 8, 28, 29, and 30. First point, which we looked at already, your bad things turn out for good. We saw that that's found in verse 28. We also looked at verse 29. Your good things can never, never be lost. And here's the focus today. Verse 30. The best. This is for the Christian. The best is yet to come. Did you notice that in verse 30? I think if you don't mind, you can hit back to the text. Verse 30. Mentions glory here. Paul says, do you understand glory? If you understand what's to come, you can handle anything in life that comes your way. I kind of changed things at the last minute. Paul says in Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For I consider, or reckon, is the older King James Version. Paul says, he compares, he takes it out. Paul heads things up. And that's where all the happiness comes from. He's pondering, he's thinking about the gospel. It's not a feeling. He's pondering. He's meditating on the gospel. Christianity is not a spirit to be caught. Christianity is not like that. Christianity is not, I feel bad, so I'm going to go shopping. I've had a bad day at work, so I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant.
Now, 今天呢, 好, 心情好不好, 那我呢, 就去我喜歡的餐館去吃一餐。 I've had a bad year, so I'm going to take a vacation, go to the top of the mountain and breathe fresh air.
我今年呢，我觉得咧，我好唔开心，咁咧我就去攞个假期，去到山顶去睇下新鲜空气。
What are you doing when you do that?
如果你咁做嘅时候，系咩意思咧？
You stop thinking. That's what you're doing. If you just want to escape, you stop thinking.
如果你咁做嘅时候，其实咧，你冇喺度思量到，你眼睛喺度做嘢。
Let me just get away from the hardness of life. Let me stop thinking.
让我唔好再去谂呢啲嘅嘢，让我去谂到生活系咁艰难。
See, Christianity doesn't deal with difficulties through stupidity. Christianity does not do that.
邊教當面對生命就唔係點樣好熱絕嘅嚟去處理。
Paul ponders, thinks about the truths of the gospel.
保羅喺度諗福音嗰個嘅真理係咩？
The whole perspective Paul ponders and thinks about.
咁喺整個嘅角度，保羅喺度思量。
That's the word consider, which is a rather weak translation. Reckons probably better. He thinks, he considers, he looks at this, he works it out.
喺呢度就係所以講到佢話，佢話佢而家佢喺度想，喺度諗，喺度思慮。
You need to think. You need to think about the gospel. You need to think about Christianity and truths of God's word.
你要去諗下呢個福音，去諗下神嗰個話語裏面嘅真理。
You need to work it out into your own life.
你都喺一個生命裏面嚟到用出嚟。
It's not pie in the sky. Oh yeah.
唔係淨係好似有啲嘢喺個天上。
That's the glory. And the glory that Paul is referring to here, if you notice in the text, is in the past tense.
咁如果你睇咧，保羅喺度講到呢個榮耀嘅時候咧，係過去式嘅。
You see, that's what he said. If you look at the text again, the term glory, I guess, is in verse 30. It's in the past tense. It happened already.
你睇到當保羅講到榮耀呢個事嘅時候，喺第三十節嗰度係一個過去式，即係話已經係發生咗。
God is making the Christian like Christ, beautiful.
神佢讓基督徒好似基督咁樣，係好美嘅。
And he has that list of incredible things that he has for us in verses 28, 29, 30. He links them together, and maybe Caleb will be looking at that again, so people will have it fresh in their minds.
咁佢將佢咧連埋喺第28章嗰次嗰度講到好多嘅。第四個list there，你睇到一連。The ones he foreknew he predestined，and those he predestined he called，those he called he justified。佢又嗰次嗰度佢講啊，佢話佢預先所知道嘅人，就預先定下效法他人子嘅人。
And then it says the ones he did all of that, he glorified past tense. You know, I've had a lot of bad circumstances recently, and I read that, I said, should will glorify? I'm not in glorified state now. Why is it past tense?
咁我最近咧都有好多咧好唔順利、好唔易嘅事情。咁我咧睇嘅時候，我想諗下，咁係咪應該呢個得榮耀應該係將來式咧？因為我覺得我而家好似都唔係喺個榮耀嘅狀況。Well,
glorified means it's accomplished. He can talk about it in the past. It's virtually done.
咁呢個得榮耀呢個即係即係話咧係已經係成就咗嘅，係已經做成咗。
Or to put another way, it's guaranteed. You, if you're a Christian, will be made like Christ.
咁或者咧，係即係話可以得到擔保嘅啦。就係話咧，如果你係基督徒嘅時候，你就已經係被做好似基督徒。Did
you get that? Paul is saying, God's going to make you radiant, holy, and happy as Jesus.
喺呢個保羅佢話咧，你將會好似基督咁樣，係滿有榮光、聖潔同埋係喜樂。
And God is committed for that to be. But we looked at that word predestined last time. It's fixed. It's fixed.
And you know, on the it's
He's not going to let anything in life get in between you and that.
Couldn't we have made it?
No matter what other people do to you,
无论任何人点样对你
，No matter what you have done wrong,
无论你做错了啲咩错事
，No matter how much you whirl around and go after other things in this world besides God,
无论你喺呢个世界里边点样兜兜转转，你要追寻其他嘅嘢做乜事
？Whether you think those things bring you joy or not,
或者你谂嗰啲嘢可能带俾你喜乐
，No matter how much people how many people try to harm you,
无论有几多嘅人尝试去伤害你
，God says, I'm not going to let any of that get in the way of what I have accomplished in you.
神话不会用任何这些东西拦阻到我在你身上所完成的事。
That's what the text says. You are predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son.
他在这里就是说呢，他已经是预先的定下我们效法他成为儿子的样式。
Paul says, not only that, you'll be the firstborn among many brothers. Now, in this day and age, especially if you're of the female persuasion, you read that, you scratch your head and say,you know, he's got to get with it. He's got to get, you know, Paul's got to get with the times. You know, it's a Me Too movement that's going on now, right? You know, it's equality. You know, what's he saying here?
咁有啲人咧，可能就覺得啦，好難喺度講係咩意思咧。當我哋講平等嘅時候，
you know, a lot of people get offended when they see that word brothers there. You know, what's wrong with Paul?
咁有好多人咧，就會可能咧，高興噶嘛。點解喺度好耐去講話係中意嘅？
Well, why does he say brothers? Again, it's not a derogatory against females. In verse 29, we're told two good things we have as Christians.We'll never be able to lose these things.
而呢兩樣美好嘅事咧，係我哋唔會失去嘅。
Circumstances have nothing to do with it.
無論我哋所處嘅環境係點嘅
，anything, even the worst circumstances only enhance it.
就算係我哋所面對嘅最差嘅境況都好，只會係呢啲更好嘅事咧，係更加嘅明示。
And of course, the things that we looked at last time, bad things work for good, and good things can't be lost.
我哋上次睇過嘅就係話咧，我哋所面對唔好嘅事，佢哋對我嚟講係有益處嘅。咁而一啲好嘅有我哋所睇嘅唔係好嘅嘢，其實係受害。
And as I mentioned before, the first good thing that we have in this verse is you're on a Christian course of greatness。
喺度佢所講到嘅就係呢啲好嘅事就係喺呢一節裏邊我哋睇到就係我哋同偉大嘅嗰一位佢有相遇。
Nothing can hold you back。
好嘢能夠攔咗。
Everything God is doing in your life is moving you in that direction.
喺神喺你每一樣所做嘅嘢喺你生命裏邊都係叫你去到嗰個嘅方向。
But Jesus suffered so that you might not suffer what He did, but you still have suffering.
耶穌基督為我哋受苦，我哋仍然都係受苦嘅。
But when we suffer.
Here's
the difference for the Christian. We become like Christ. The other good thing is we become, as we said about the word brothers, is we become members of God's family. That's what he's talking about. A member of God's family, brothers. See, Paul.God through Paul is saying, you're adopted as sons of God in the traditional culture family setting. See, he's not smiting females. He's actually saying, he's being counterintuitive, countercultural there. Back then, women were second class.
咁當保羅咁講嘅時候，佢其實咧係同佢當時嘅文化咧係有一啲嘅反文化講嘅，而 因為當時講女性喺家庭裏面咧，都係好似係低一等嘅。
Hey, this is written in first century. At Roman Empire, right? You got again when you understand a text, when you look at when you do Bible study, you need to know cultural context. You need to know history.
當你睇羅馬書嘅時候，佢係寫第一世紀嘅時候，咁你要知道佢嗰個嘅當時嗰個背景係點嘅。
He's talking about something that happened.In the Roman world, in the first century.
佢講緊喺第一世紀喺羅馬嘅嗰個世界邊嘅時候發生緊嘅。
And did you know, in the Roman world, first, most people were young, were adults.
知唔知當時喺羅馬嘅世界裏邊嘅時候咧，當佢啲人佢被收養去一個家庭裏邊嘅時候，其實呢啲係成年
嘅。Usually, adoption happened like this: when someone wealthy, usually.A man who had no heirs, he didn't want his estate to be broken up.
咁咧，通常咧就係一啲喺當時嚟講一啲好有錢嘅人，咁佢哋但係咧佢哋又冇一個後嗣嘅時候咧，咁佢哋唔想佢哋將來咧佢哋嗰啲嘅產業咧係被拆散。
So when the person died, he would always when he died, he would always make sure he had adopted a male adult.
咁所以咧，當佢咧喺佢面死之前咧，佢咧就會咧係一定咧要好清楚知道咧，佢咧會收養一個男嘅後嗣。
因為佢就係 adult male, someone he can trust, probably an employee。
一個成年嘅男性，呢個人可能咧係同佢一齊做嘢嘅。
And without that male adult, that person, once the adoption was legalized, would be the heir, his son.
咩人係我信任得過嘅？咁當佢將佢收納喺呢個家庭裏邊，呢個人就成為佢嘅兒子。
And so the minute that happened legally, the relationship changed.
咁所以當咧嗰一分鐘佢喺法律上面佢哋係合法收養咗嘅時候咧，咁呢個人同佢所收養嘅人關係咧就轉變。
What once was a formal relationship now became an intimate relationship.
咁之前咧，可能咧係一個好係一個好推緊嘅一關，係有工作上嘅關係，而家變咗係一個好親密嘅關係。
The relationship has changed from being something temporary and conditional to permanence and no conditions。
咁佢哋嘅關係咧，就由一個可能係一個短暫同埋一個有條件式嘅關係，去到成為一個咧係一個永久同埋係無條件嘅關係。
And it meant all the debts.All the poor financial condition of that man, the poor adoption was wiped out.
咁呢一個咧被收養嘅人，可能佢之前咧佢欠咗好多債啊，或者係一個好唔係好好嘅經濟狀況裏邊，其實咧呢啲所有嘅嘢咧都一筆勾銷。
And now,
he's rich. 咁而家呢個人咧就好富咗。
Poor believers are being conformed, to the likeness of God's Son.
咁信徒咧，我哋咧係就好似神嗰個兒子個形象。
This is happening now, gradually, as you walk with the Lord, you're a Christian.
當我哋係基督徒同基督一齊同行嘅時候咧，我哋係慢慢嘅咁樣嘅去發生啦。
And will be fulfilled in the future.
而喺將來咧就會完全嘅去成就。
Being firstborn among many brothers is something we have now, presently.
所以喺眾多嘅弟兄裏面嘅成為長子呢樣嘢，我哋而家係有嘅。
And that's why do I bring this up? Because it's Thanksgiving.
點解我咁樣提到咧？因為喺感恩節裏邊。
It's astounding. This is astounding for you if you're a Christian.
因為當我哋睇呢一個聖經裏面真理嘅時候，對我嚟講其實係好震驚嘅。
Because the minute you become a Christian, you now have an intimate relationship with the living God.Whereas before you were at enmity with him.
因為之前你同神係為敵嘅。
You have this unconditionality of relationship with God.
你喺度有一個係而家係無條件嘅關係。
Do you know how wealthy you are?
你知唔知道你係幾富足
？Everything in a sense Jesus Christ accomplished is now transferred to you.
任何耶穌基督佢所成就咗嘅嘢，而家都轉咗喺你嗰度。
Because he's glorious, because he's beautiful, you are.
因為佢係永有榮耀同埋榮美嘅，你都有。
You're rich in him spiritually.
你喺耶穌基督裏邊，你嘅靈係充足嘅。
in all these ways that God, that Paul spells out in Romans 8, 29, and 30.
喺保羅喺度教大家嗰三十節裏面所講嘅啲嘢，呢啲人。You know, I mentioned in the first century, girls, daughters were second class. That was the culture. 首先講到喺第一世紀嘅傳統文化裏面，女孩子、女性喺家庭裏面都好似係次等嘅。And
the sons, especially firstborn son, was the heavy inheritor.
咁嗰個兒子上更加嘅個長子咧，佢好多時咧就好似咧，如果佢喺承受承繼嘅時候咧，佢係有心嘅。That's
so true in some traditional cultures.
喺firstborn，但係most inheritance，咁喺今日有一啲嘅傳統文化裏邊都仍然有咁嘅情況。And
so Paul was living in a day and age where if you're a daughter or if you were female, you're second class.
咁保羅所身處嘅嗰個環境嘅時候咧。 女性呢是,
here's the astounding thing. That's why you should take that verse and be amazed. You're a son. In the traditional culture sense, if you're a Christian, no matter male or female, you're a son, a firstborn son.
So you know, when you're talking about this, I'm going to say, 無論你是男或是女,在那裡,你在神的家裡面,你是一個兒子。
If you're a Christian, you're a son. That is something special.
如果你係一讀呢一套嘅時候，你成日家裏面係一個兒子。
Do you see what Paul saying is very revolutionary?
你睇保羅喺度所講嘅，其實係一個好有革命性嘅講法。
He's saying everyone who loves and gives himself to God through faith in Jesus Christ is an adopted son in the family of God.
因為任何嘅人，佢直接相信耶穌基督，去將佢嘅愛同埋佢自己嘅事實。
Every Christian is an heir, a son in the traditional culture sense.
每一个基督徒都是一个后子。
Have you ever been excluded? I know I have. Have you ever been excluded in life?
在你的生命里面，你有没有遇见一个情况是被排斥或者被拒绝？
How do you feel being shut out the group you want to go into?
當你想去入到埋堆去嗰度嘅時候，俾人哋拒絕嘅時候，你有咩感覺？You
feel terrible. You feel slighted. You feel devastated.
你咧覺得嗰個感覺就好可怕，好似被輕視，俾人哋蝦咁。You
want to be accepted in a circle of people, but they shut you out.
你想埋到嗰個圈嗰度，但係人哋咧就拒絕。You
want to be on that sports team. You want to be credentialed with those professionals, but they shut you out.
你好想去到那個球隊裏面，或者你想去到呢一個專業嘅人嘅嗰個認可裏面，但係佢將你拒之門外。
In a traditional culture, women were second class.
喺傳統文化，女性係次等。
Even in the family,
就算係家庭裏面都，
they were left out of many things.
佢哋咧喺好多嘅嘢裏面咧，佢哋都冇去反應。
That's why in English fellowship, when we look at Luke 7, when we were dying at the table there, in the dining room there, in the first century, that culture, only a man were there at the dining at the table.
咁我哋喺文傳記，我哋睇到教宗七章嗰陣時咧，我哋睇到當係當時啲人咧，佢哋用膳用餐嘅時候咧，你會發覺係只係有啲男性係喺張台嗰度食嘢。
And God was away with that. Says you're utterly welcome.
神俾到佢話，俾到佢話係你係完全嘅嚟到去歡迎你。
You are raised in the highest honor.
你係被抬舉到最高嘅榮譽。
There is no second class in the family of God.
喺神嘅家裏邊冇次等。
What does that mean?
咁即係咩意思？
You might be thinking to yourself, You know, isn't Jesus the oldest son?
咁可能我哋喺度諗嘅時候，耶穌係咪就係個長子咧？
Doesn't that mean Jesus gets the bulk of the inheritance?
咁係咪耶穌就攞曬所有嘅嗰啲嘅遺產咧？
You're not thinking. Remember, I said Christian's thinking, not feeling. You're not thinking when you say that.
如果你咁樣諗嘅時候咧，你就冇仔細嘅思量啦。
Remember, I keep telling you guys, theology is important. Theology is very important.
我好多次都提醒佢就話，神學係好緊要。
Because the Bible teaches Christians
are united to Christ. You are united to Christ.
我们讲到我们说基督徒，我们是同基耶稣基督里面，我们同基督联合。
He is your head.
即是你的头,
we are his body.
我们是身体,
the Bible says, I can't get into that now. But if what it means is we're loved deeply.
我不可以很详细讲到这里，是我要告诉你，就是我们是被神深深地爱的。
Every one of you who are Christians, you are loved by God.
我们每一个基督徒都被神所爱。
You're honored by God.
我们都被神所爱，我们从来不怕。
And your circumstances, no matter how bad they are presently, can't hurt that.
无论我今日所身处在乜嘢嘅境况里面，都唔可以伤害到我哋。
Paul goes as far to say, your baptisms will only help you understand the beauty of that truth.
反之，保罗佢话到，我哋所遇见嘅逆境或者唔好嘅嘢，系叫我哋更加嘅能够去明白到神所要俾我哋嘅名词。
It will get you to live that out for the world.
叫我哋可以活出呢一个嘅真理喺呢个世界里。Yeah,
this particular part of the Bible is, you know, many people when they look at Romans and they kind of like say, oh, we're going to look at Romans, you know, a lot of this heavy stuff, heavy lifting, theology. See, practicality, the more you live out of who you are in Jesus Christ, you become like him in actuality. And that's why we want to be thankful, grateful, for the strength to persevere despite the bad circumstances.
所以我更加要感恩，就係到，就算係喺一啲唔好嘅境況裏邊嘅時候，我哋可以活出。
And we'll be thankful when things are going well with us and not take it for granted. Because as Paul points out in this letter and elsewhere in the Bible, God is sovereign king. And you shouldn't trivialize anything when things are tough to you. You know why you don't tell stories about, if you watch the talk shows, they're all full of these stories where, you know, people have suffered, but they say, oh, there's silver lining to this. You know, my son and daughter was killed by a drunk driver. And we moved on, but we fought against public policy. Now there are less drunk drivers on the road. Right, and you go on and say, oh, people's lives have been saved because there are less drunk drivers on the road, and now she didn't die in vain. You know why I don't give you all those stories is because it's not a consolation. You still lost your son or daughter. Even worse, if you've lost a spouse, especially if you were young in marriage, you won't get over that in this life. Changing public policy, saving lives through that doesn't address the agony. Does not address the agony of the suffering.
glory of God. And the Christian is past tense, glorified. That's the only thing that will help you reduce your agony. Because God says to the apostle, your souls are great, and I am made you great. Even if your suffering is deep, nothing will overwhelm you. Glory does not trivialize human brokenness. It's the only thing that addresses it. It's the only truth that takes it seriously. And what else could possibly deal with the hurts of your heart? Nothing else could possibly deal with the depths of your tragedies. And so those who don't know Christ, come, believe, receive the glory. And then you too will be able to deal with your agony. Father, we know that your word paints a picture of reality in a fallen world. And Christian, our realist, we see the world through your worldview. And thanks be to God that you have not left us in the pits of agony. That you have united us with Christ, and all his glory is now ours. Yes, Father, I do meet and come alongside those who are hurting. But I can, I'm only a human being. Jesus comes alongside us. Bring us home. He is the great comforter. And he will draw near to those who love him. And you will rise with him to experience his glory forever and ever. I pray, Father, that you touch hearts today with your truths. Because as we know, recently, through all the world news events and even our personal lives, that many today are in agony. You, O God, are our blessed hope. May we anchor our souls in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.